Today on Press TV, top diplomats from the US, Russia, the EU and Ukraine are gathering in Geneva for Thursday's talks on the turmoil in Ukraine. The Ukrainian interim foreign minister says he will ask Russia during the talks to cease support for, quote, terrorist activities in Ukraine. Lawmakers in a breakaway region in Moldova have passed a resolution which calls for the recognition of Transnistria's independence. The resolution asks the UN, the EU and Russia to recognize the region as a sovereign and independent state. Moldovan authorities, however, reject the resolution. Jordan's information minister has condemned Israeli escalation at Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem al-Quds after at least 30 Palestinians were shot and wounded. Mohamed Momani said it's the duty of the UN Security Council to stop the Israeli escalation. Clashes erupted after Israeli settlers entered the site. France's newly appointed centrist Prime Minister Manuel Valls is under criticism after unveiling details of his plan for spending cuts. Critics are especially angry about a freeze in state benefits. Over 40% of the savings would come from cuts in social benefits and healthcare. Emergency services are continuing the search for nearly 300 people missing after a ferry sank off the South Korean coast. So far, at least six people are confirmed dead. Officials say over 170 people have been rescued from the passenger ship. Gunmen in Nigeria have kidnapped more than 100 schoolgirls. The girls were abducted late Monday after gunmen attacked a school in the northeastern state of Borno. Three girls who escaped said the hostages were taken to a nearby forest, a Boko Haram stronghold. The South Sudanese army has confirmed losing control of the oil-rich town of Bentiu a day after it was taken by rebels. The armed conflict has claimed thousands of lives and forced over a million to flee their homes over the past months. And authorities in Guinea-Bissau say the country's presidential election will go to a runoff as no candidate managed to secure an absolute majority in the first round of the vote. The Election Commission says former Finance Minister José Mario Vaz will face Nuno Gomes Nambiam on May 18th. Those are the latest here on Press TV.